A PDF of additional material accompanies this program. Simon & Schuster Audio presents Stalking Shakespeare, a memoir of madness, murder, and my search for the poet beneath the paint, by Lee Durkee. Read by Matt Godfrey. To Hayden, the only one who cared, and in memory of Aaron Swartz. But now farewell, a long farewell to happiness, winter or summer. Farewell to smiles and laughter. Farewell to peace of mind. Farewell to hope and to tranquil dreams, and to the blessed consolations of sleep. For more than 3 years and a half, I am summoned away from these. I am now arrived at an Iliad of woes. Thomas De Quincey, Confessions of an English Opium Eater. Prologue. Hideous Shakespeare. O sweet Mr. Shakespeare, I'll have his picture in my study at the court. The Return from Parnassus, or The Scourge of Simony, 1601. Regarding the portraits said to depict the late Mr. Shakespeare, there are good reasons to be cynical. You could, after all, crowd the snail-shell Guggenheim with the 400-year parade of counterfeit bards, each one prettier than the last, evolving will by will, like some Darwinian ascent from the knuckle-dragging Druschaut engraving of 1623 to the superciliously upright Cobb portrait recently embraced by the town of Stratford. Invariably, the sagas of these painted poets have been tragic in nature, each in turn girded in gold, basked in bulbs, then whisked upon the shoulders of a scholar's reputation through London, New York, and Milan, only to find itself a short while later a laughingstock, debunked, denuded, holed up in a seedy motel, and eventually hung upon the wall of some dungeon museum as a curiosity, a cautionary tale, a freak show. Meanwhile, a prettier yet Shakespeare, one with Fabio hair and a fly leather doublet, is hoisted aloft by the adoring crowd. Throughout humanity's centuries-old search for Shakespeare ad vivum, a picture painted from life, one he sat for, one he paid for, no candidate portrait, however celebrated, has withstood the test of time. For the most part, Shakespeare ad vivum has been a history of artistic conmen and starry-eyed scholars. During the 18 years following a divorce...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?